אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Alon Casuto is the CEO of the Zionist Federation of Australia, and he's joining us now on SBS Hebrew. Welcome, Alon Casuto.
Thank you for having me.
The news has just been released this morning that the Zionist Federation of Australia has extended an invitation to the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Can you tell us why you decided to invite the President to Sydney following the terror attacks, and also what you can expect from his visit?
Maria, we decided to invite the President because since the 7th of October, our Jewish community has carried Israel's pain as if it's our own. And we've seen an incredible eruption and explosion of anti-Semitism right here at home in Australia. After the 7th of October, we had Australian Jewish community leaders and the entire Australian Jewish community stand side by side with Israel. We went over there to express solidarity. That was felt, and we were greeted by the President shortly after the 7th of October, and it was deeply meaningful to Israelis. And now we're seeing Israelis wanting to support Australian Jews in their time of pain in the Australian community. And following conversations with the President and expressions of interest in kind of that, expressing that solidarity, we extended the invitation, and that was backed up by an invitation from the Governor General and the Prime Minister, and the President of Israel graciously agreed to come. And what we saw, you know, in terms of the horrific terror attack in Bondi on first night Hanukkah, really shattered our community. It shattered our sense of safety. It shattered our hearts. I was there going to funerals, sitting shiva with bereaved families, visiting the wounded in hospital. And I had the ambassador of Israel, Amir Maimon, side by side with me for a lot of that time, as well as the Minister for Diaspora Affairs, Amichai Chikli. It meant a lot to the families, to those who were impacted, to the community, to have Jewish communal leaders and dignitaries from Israel, as well, you know, like the ambassador, being there, feeling their pain, coming to the funerals. And so we know that what happens to Jews in Australia is felt in Israel. And after Bondi, it was obvious that Israelis of all walks of life wanted to express their solidarity. And I can see no greater honour and way of expressing that solidarity than for the President to visit and honour the victims and comfort the families and be there and feel that pain with us.
How do you think the President's arrival will be able to contribute to community healing?
Well, the President is a respected leader. He's someone who has spent thousands of hours comforting bereaved families since October 7th all across Israel. And he's a leader who is widely respected across all sides of politics. I think being able to come here, meet the families who were impacted,
is that what
those
he's
who were
do?
At the event.
Yeah, is that what he's expected to do whilst he's here?
He will be, I would imagine, spending time with our community, including those who were impacted by the Bondi attacks. He'll be spending time with those who are receiving him, communal leaders, government, etc. I would expect that his visit will give a lot of comfort and strength to the community that's desperately in need of what he has to offer.
As someone who has participated in the vigils and the funerals and the hospital visitations, as you said so yourself, what is the overwhelming response you're seeing from the community, at least anecdotally?
Well, from our Jewish community, I'm seeing a lot of pain, a lot of anger, a lot of sadness. I'm seeing a community that feels like it had been warning of a catastrophic eventuality like this for 2 years, and that fell on deaf ears. It's a community that is rightfully demanding answers, whether that's in the form of a royal commission that can explain the different failings along the way and how we got here. It's a community that's demanding answers from the services that were meant to be protecting us. And it's a community that is deeply in need of the rest of Australia to say, we've got your back, you are safe here, you have a future here, and we will never allow something like this to happen again. And it's a community that's going to need to see some very serious actions in order to be able to believe that. From the wider community, I am seeing an enormous amount of solidarity and support. I was amazed that the number of Australians and also international guests in Bondi who were coming up to me with tears in their eyes from beyond the Jewish community and wrapping their arms around us and just saying, this is not us, this is not the nation we knew, wanting to comfort us, wanting to stand shoulder to shoulder with us. And it's comforting, but our great concern is that this emotion, this strength needs to translate into action and needs to translate into a significant change for our nation so that this never happens again. And we're hopeful that despite the break that most Australians are about to go into, that there will be a continual focus on this in the new year and that we will see some very significant changes.
Before we change to a more political question, I'd like to ask you why you think the broader community have really shown an outpouring of grief.
I think most Australians are deeply shocked that the worst terrorist attack on Jews anywhere in the world since the 7th of October happened on our beloved Bondi Beach. And I think most Australians are shocked that the worst terrorist attack in the history of Australia happened to our community, and that the stories of 10-year-old Matilda and of grandparents and Holocaust survivors being gunned down in daylight at Bondi Beach, the iconic location, it's truly shocking. And I think all Australians have seen something that they never imagined. And I think the Jewish community is shocked, but not entirely surprised, whereas I think the broader Australian community is both shocked and surprised. I think that they did, unlike the Jewish community, they did not see this as a potential eventuality of everything that has been happening for the last 2 years. And that is the biggest difference between those within our community and those in the broader Australian community. The Jewish community is not surprised. We're shocked, we're horrified, we're heartbroken, but we're not surprised. Whereas the broader Australian community is both shocked and surprised.
Okay, I just want to change tracks now to a completely different discussion. A YouGov poll conducted by Sky News Australia just came out with a question of how well or how badly do you think the federal government has handled anti-Semitism and Islamic extremism? All in all, a sample of 1,459 Australians were surveyed between December 17 to 23. And the results came back. 62% of voters said the federal government had badly handled the issue of Islamic extremism. So just to be a bit more precise, 26% said badly and 36% said very badly. Can you comment on this?
Well, I mean, I think the figures speak for themselves. I think the government has received its fair share of criticism over the past 10 days, but also over the past 2 years. I think it's fairly obvious now that there were many, many monumental failures along the way that had to lead to Sunday evening's Bondi attack. I think that it's incredibly clear that the Jewish community's worst nightmare that it had warned government and authorities of for a very long period of time came through. We know that there are preachers of hate, there are factories of hate, there is an issue of Islamic extremism in Australia that is running rampant, and we know that the Jewish community is the most vulnerable and the most likely target. And I think it's not entirely surprising that the rest of Australia is waking up to the fact that anti-Semitism is not just a problem for the Jewish community, but a problem for everyone, because gunmen who target Jews on first night, Hanukkah, at Bondi Beach are driven by the same Islamist extremist ideology as those who fly ISIS flags across the Middle East, as those who fly Hamas flags and attack Israelis in their homes on the 7th of October. And I think this ideology, it may start with the Jews on first night Hanukkah, but we've seen it in other European capitals, attacks Christians at their Christmas carols and in their doing their Christmas shopping. And we know that Islamic extremism is a threat to everyone in the Western world.
To what extent do you think these factories of hate, as you call them, cross the line from free speech into incitement to violence? Aren't current laws sufficient to address this, or does more need to be done?
Well, I think that's why we've finally seen some of these factories being shut down. I mean, in New South Wales, a hateful mosque that was responsible for some of the worst hate speech has finally been shut down. It's something we've been calling for a long time. It was the same mosque that one of the terrorists who attacked us in Bondi came from. And I think that it is abundantly clear that there are certain pockets of extremism within our Australian Muslim community that are producing very dangerous ideologies that translate to not just hate speech but to violence as well. And they need to be eradicated. They need to be shut down. They're fundamentally incompatible with the Australian way of life. And the Jewish community is the most prominent and obvious target, but it certainly won't be the last target.
Last question. Laws to restrict the right to protest now in New South Wales have, as of this morning, been passed, but a broad coalition of groups have expressed strong opposition, characterising the reforms as somewhat overreach and a serious threat to democracy. What are your thoughts on this?
I believe Australia has a problem of extremism and hate speech and hateful ideologies. We do not want to shut down free speech. We do not want to shut down the right to protest. We do want to stop the hateful protests that have an inevitable link to the violence that we saw in Bondi a week and a half ago. We know that when people say globalize the Intifada, they are referring to armed resistance, and they are referring to the type of disgraceful, horrific acts that we saw on Sunday in Bondi. We know that when people say all Zionists are terrorists, essentially that means all Jews are terrorists. That kind of demonization lends legitimacy to the type of horrific acts that we saw on Sunday in Bondi. And as a result, I think that there's no doubt free speech is important. There is no doubt that the right to protest is incredibly important. They're fundamental pillars of democracy, but so is the right to safety. So is the right for minorities to gather. And if Jewish people in Australia do not feel safe to take their children to the park or the beach to have communal gatherings, then that is a fundamental failure of democracy. And it means that we've essentially lost the path in Australia. And really, when you're talking about a competition between those two, there is a need to protect minorities in every way we can.
So what you're saying is freedom of speech has been exploited.
What I'm saying is that hate speech and freedom of speech are fundamentally different. Violent protests that call for violence and normalise violence and demonise a certain group of people do not fall under the right to peaceful protest. And it should be abundantly clear to anyone who's looked at any of those protests that there are a small group of highly problematic people who hijack those protests, demonize Jews, engage in hate speech, and that is at the core of a lot of the hate and anti-Semitism that we've seen over the past 2 years within that's affected the Jewish community.
Alon Kasuto, thank you as ever for joining us on SBS Hebrew.
Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.